Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 127, recorded on April 5th, 2013.
Hi, I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton.
And y'all are dancing.
We're dancing fools.
Dancing in the streets.
I ate a bag of Skittles, so I'm a little hyper.
Oh, he pulls out the food. He knows Eric and I are hungry.
That's right.
Pulls out the food.
Yeah.
I forgot to close the door, too.
I had Arby's on the way here, too.
Yeah, let's... Hey, we had a fun time at PAX. Remember that?
Yeah, PAX was fun.
You guys had sushi, and I didn't get sushi.
Oh, it was the best, too.
I've
never had sushi that good. Ever.
Ever.
Great company.
We had calamari, too.
I don't like calamari.
No.
Did you have any octopus?
No.
Did you have any crab stick?
No.
Did you have any California roll?
Is this a long list?
I think I might have had some California rolls. I don't know. You can't go to a place like that and just be like, California roll.
Yeah. Can I get I had like 8 orders of cucumber roll, please.
You know, I think it was Direwolf that let me... try some of his sushi.
Yeah.
It was good. I hadn't really had sushi before. I just thought I didn't like it because it sounded gross.
No. It's delicious.
Yeah.
We should go right now.
We should.
See y'all later.
Food. I would love to get sushi. We should go get some sushi after this.
I'm broke. I can't afford it right now.
Well,
Target sushi is cheap.
Oh, God, no.
No, don't get Target sushi.
Never eat it again.
I mean, it's not bad, but it's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
See, I mean, good sushi is good sushi.
It's a step above Walmart sushi.
Yeah. If you really want to eat cheap sushi for cheap, you go on Monday night to Miyako down on South Parkway, because that's what they do is they have dollar sushi night on Monday.
Oh, yeah?
Because they sell the regular fish all the weekend, and then whatever's left over, they sell the sushi on Monday.
Oh, I'm learning stuff.
Yeah.
What?
That's the stuff they couldn't sell.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's been sitting there all week long.
All weekend long. God.
Ew. So our guest this week, we don't have a guest. We're guestless.
Our guest is California roll and cucumber roll.
So yeah, here we are. Just us three sitting around talking about Minecraft.
Three guys talking about Minecraft.
And we have to do the things Minecraft that would normally stuff. Annoy our guests. We need to get it out of the way on this show.
Yeah.
Right? Like bust out in song more, maybe?
Yeah.
I lost a string.
That's right. You lost a string.
I can get the electric out, I guess.
I can bust out in song without a guitar because I am a good sing-songer. Doop, 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 yeah. Doop, 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 doop.
Well, I got instruments. Don't worry.
Oh, God, don't do that.
It's the most beautiful.
Next song. Who wants to start?
Next.
I can go if you want.
Yeah.
Shoot it. Somebody shoot it.
I thought you said we were doing stuff to annoy the guests, not the listeners.
Yeah.
Oh. Well.
And ourselves.
It's too late. We started the show already.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, dear.
Oh, jeez. And I can't pull Chad up or nothing. Oh, there goes Chad. Thanks, okay. Scotty. 110.
So, Brent, I haven't really talked to you about PAX all that much. What was your favorite part?
Favorite part of PAX? Would have to be that sushi night. That was really... No, seriously, that night was probably the absolute best night. Yeah. The sushi and then
karaoke.
Yeah. And just,
you liked it when Generic
everybody.
B sang songs just to you?
Yes. And the funny thing was, we were sitting there talking to Generic B out in front of a hotel that no one stayed at. Like, none of us even stayed there. I don't even know how we got there, but we were just... It was late. We were tired.
Yeah.
So we weren't sure. Anyway, we're talking to him. And all of a sudden, this guy in a yellow raincoat comes walking by. This is 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah,
and I look over and I go, Jonathan? And this guy looks up at me and I go, Jonathan Colton? And he goes, yeah. And I go, man, you're awesome. And I'm toasted, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, thanks. And I shook his hand and he walked in. I turn around, I go, that was Jonathan Colton. And they're all like, what? Like no one saw him, even saw
him. Did you go see the performance?
No, it was three. Like he ended at two.
Why did you not go see Jonathan Coulton?
Because we were rocking out with karaoke. We were making our own music.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Dude, you need to go watch Eric B. do some Love Boat.
I saw some Love Boat.
Okay, yeah. Then you know, what was better? Jonathan Coulton, who I've heard a lot already. And it was kind of sad because all night long I'm sitting there going, Jonathan Coulton. And everybody's like, who? Like no one knew who Jonathan Coulton was.
And I was just baffling to me. See, I would have been, and I would have made us go to see him just because.
Well, and you would have been alone.
That's fine. But I would have seen Jonathan Coulton.
I would have been at karaoke listening to Generic B.
Yeah. And then bowling after that late at night. That was fun.
So, yeah, that was awesome. Then we went bowling and got serenaded with a guy with whistles and flutes and
bagpipes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Until what, 7 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did that make you feel loved?
It did. And then we're sitting out there with who all was left? It was like. Captain Sparkles, Good,
Astrogolly was.
Astrogolly was.
I heard that Captain Sparkles was a wild man.
Paws was still there, wasn't he? Paws.
Yeah, he was still there. Paws still there.
I heard Captain Sparkles was running around naked. Is that true?
It's definitely true. Good. And bowling at the same time.
Yeah.
But he kept the socks on, which is
hey,
the free socks. You got to keep those.
It's good because you don't want to get the shoes dirty.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Right, you are there, Wes, and. You know, we also saw the guys from Two Player Productions down there.
Yep.
They were down there. And we actually got a special deal for everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, this is a one-week deal. Now, this is kind of extended for you folks who are listening live, which if you're not listening live, this is a reason to do that, of course. But next Monday, not this Monday, but the one after it, this deal ends. So you got to go out before that's over. If you go to the storyofmojang.com, 50% off for 1 week using the discount code THESHAFT for either the deluxe version or the regular version. So you can get the deluxe version for $6.
Sweet!
Nice. $6, regular for $4. It's only for 1 week, so I advise everybody to go do it right now. I mean, you can't get this quality for that cheap anywhere.
Yeah.
And you will never see our faces in higher definition again.
It's true. It's all true.
Speaking high definition.
High on definition?
He didn't sponsor the show, but some other people did.
Oh. Love that segue.
Like my segue?
It's excellent.
We did.
Choice. So, is all server sponsors this week?
All server sponsors. So, if you missed sponsoring this week and want to sponsor next, just go to deadworkers.com/sponsor. We definitely appreciate those sponsorships.
Oh, except for Xylinder. She we had to push her off a week.
Oh, yeah.
And then said, I'd hate to push her off again.
You pushed her off a week?
Yeah.
I put it in the doc last week.
It said, message is in Brent's email. Oh. We considered trying to guess the password, but we figured there was too many possibilities.
Yeah, yeah. I'll do with some of these server sponsors.
That's
while you're looking
weird.
That up.
Okay, so no, I know it by heart.
Really?
Yeah.
You know your password by heart?
No, I know her message.
You don't know
I memorized it.
Oh, okay.
Cool. The current shipping fee discount spreadsheet has going on made me save. Did that make any sense?
Sort of.
The current shipping fee discount that Spreadshirt has going on made Xylinder save $10 when buying Shaft t-shirts. You might have seen her tweet that out.
That's right.
So she's sending the money over to us instead.
Sweet!
That's
so
cool.
So thank you so much, and sorry the slackers didn't call me last week and get the message.
We figured you would be watching and message us in the chat room. When I'm sick, I'm sitting in the chat room messaging you guys and telling you how stupid you are.
I was asleep, so that wasn't going to happen. So sorry they didn't get it out there, slackers.
So we do have a mod sponsor this week. Isn't that weird?
Oh, that's cool.
We have a mod. This is Tropicraft, and this is a mod that adds a tropical paradise in Minecraft. Come sail away, come sail away, come sail away with Tropicraft.
I can do it without the thing. I just found out.
http://tropicraft.net.
This next one here, The Watershed at mc-thewatershed.net, a 2,500 square kilometer survival RPG world with townie, multiple dimensions, TeamSpeak, YouTube adventures, live game streams, and much, much more. So head on over to mc-thewatershed.net.
More, more, more.
More, more, more.
Next, we have Redstone Powered. This is a Minecraft modding site, now with Pastebin and Etherpad. Do you know what those are?
I do.
Yeah. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what those are.
Code stuff.
Oh,
it's like a it's like Notepad for the internet.
Oh, cool. With Pastebin and Etherpad, feel free to suggest a feature to the Broken GLaDOS.
Excellent.
And that is, what was that, redstonepower.com, I believe?
Saw no link there.
We don't have the address in here.
Redstone.
But we will find it, and while we're looking for that, we will go on to this next one here, which is a YouTube channel, which is YouTube.com. So it is redstonepower.com. And the next one here is a YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/user/LampItOSGames.
Lampitos.
Lampitos.
The message is, you guys said my name right last week. Good job. I do Minecraft LPs on my public server and on FTB as well as Skyrim. So head on over to youtube.com/user/LampitosGames.
Lampitos. We liked your name.
Last week I was like,
Lampitos?
Yeah.
Lampitos.
So has anybody played Minecraft in the last week besides me?
Yeah.
You have?
A ton.
What have you been playing?
Some Feed the Beast.
Really?
Yeah.
On our server?
No.
Where you been playing?
Private. So I've got a guy I work with, Colin, if you're out there.
What up, bud?
Anyway, he's just bought his first Minecraft account this week.
Like, oh, yeah?
I'm like, how old are you that you just now have a Minecraft account? What's wrong with you?
Wow.
So he started playing, and there's another guy at work who started a Feed the Beast server on his just home machine. And he's like, hey, y'all want to play over there? So I went over there to play, and Colin was going to go over there to play, and I said, dude, you really need to go play Minecraft first before you play FTB. You'll just basically decide not to play the game, I think.
Yeah.
If you go too far. So, and it's so funny because it's just like any, I don't want to say any kid, but when my kids first started playing, it's the same thing. It comes up, dude, last night I built this tree house. We put the blocks up in the tree and put a door up. And going through all this stuff where you're like, yeah.
That's so cool.
Minecraft. That's awesome. But now he's doing power of rails and stuff, and so it's really cool to hear someone excited about Minecraft from the front end again. So anyway, so I just kind of when there's people around you playing, you tend to play. So I've been playing on the FTB server with them, and they do the ultimate pack, which is Greg Tech all the way. And so a macerator seems much more hard to make in Greg Tech than, or I is that Greg Tech? It's some crazy recipe where I'm like, ooh, it'll take me a while to make
the
that.
The macerators are not that easy in Greg Tech, but you can make the rotary macerators.
And it's easier?
Oh, no, wait, it's the, that yeah, it's like the rotary the macerators one. Are in Greg Tech. Okay. And those things will just go whee! And chew up your stuff.
So, I just made a jetpack tonight and my long fall boots, and I've got to, I found the Hydra in the Twilight Forest. I mean, just going crazy on there.
Yeah,
actually using the Zycraft stuff, the weird looking blocks for decorating. Anyway,
Zygote.
That's cool. So I've been having fun doing that. And I think, is that about it? Yeah,
I played some Dwarf vs. Zombies this week with Mr. Robert Moran.
Oh, that's cool,
Robert Moran,
and it was kind of cool. I've filmed it, but I'm not really it was. They were very long games that kind of meandered, and so I'm not sure what to do with the footage yet.
Oh,
they're an hour long or something.
Yeah.
Just make them an intro and then throw something on the front and the back of it, because I found out this week that people love long intros.
Really?
Yes.
I'm just joking. Yeah,
they do. I actually liked your intro a lot.
Yeah, it's kind of long,
No, but it was
25% more movie with the intro.
Yeah, but it was good.
So, and the funny thing about that is, I couldn't get anybody to record that night. So the reason why it looks kind of odd in some places is because I was filming on one machine with like three accounts, and you can't like move anything because as soon as you go to the other account, like the filmer can't.
Shouldn't we say what we're talking about?
Yeah, Counterfeit. We just put out a new. It's a drama, I guess.
Yeah,
or it's not a comedy, I guess you'd say.
Yeah,
but
not
so,
a comedy.
It's almost basically still images because I had to set up the actors and then film them.
Oh yeah,
but no one could move because I didn't have anybody to move them.
Oh, was Def or Chris not online or Bit? They're always in Skype. You didn't want
to
bug them.
I just wanted to get it done because I've been waiting to record this for like weeks now, and I'm just like, so I was just kind of, I'm just gonna do it.
Yeah.
See what happens. I thought maybe it would kind of look.
Yeah, have a new style,
different feel to it, and then it came the next night, and I was like, oh, I need to do voices, and couldn't get anybody, and so I was just like, oh, I'll do all the voices. So it's my Eddie Murphy, not Mama's House, but Clumps.
Yeah,
it's basically the Clumps. Clumps. If you're hating on the editing, that's me, not Eric. That's probably why. So I hope you enjoyed it. If you did see it, if you haven't seen it, go look at it. It's something different, and it was fun to do.
Yeah.
So this weekend, by the way, there is a Red Orchestra 2 free weekend on Steam. I want to check that out.
Red Orchestrators.
Yeah.
I did a little Minecraft, or more actually watching. I stayed at my sister's house, and I watched my niece and nephew. And they're getting back into Minecraft because my sister, their mother, didn't let them play for a while, like banned Minecraft for... Because
it was too much?
For almost a year.
Oh, wow.
Because...
she didn't get it.
Well, yeah, she didn't get
were
it.
Were they spelling out naughty words in cobblestone?
No. It consumed their life, and they didn't want to do anything else. They didn't want to talk about anything other than Minecraft. It was Creeper this, Creeper that, and Redstone Creation. It was just like... Basically, my sister was like, they won't shut up about Minecraft, so I took it away from them.
So she was sick of it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just kids. I mean, they can be playing Skylanders, and they're going to tell you, Daddy, I got this new dragon, and blah, 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 blah. And you're like, I'm going to go stomp on that dragon.
And my light wave is net level 6, and she has these powers, and I really like it, and light wave is my favorite of all the Skylanders.
Yeah. So, but anyway, they're allowed to play now, and they've learned their lesson, I guess, not to talk about it so much. Or I don't really know. But
have you given them the talk? Look, kids, just don't sound like you're a crack addict.
When
you're talking about the game, you know.
Pretty much. Yeah.
If your mom starts looking at you funny, go, boy, I like the outside.
Yeah. I noticed they quit real fast though. Like you know, she was yelling, "Oh, it's bedtime! Everybody, get up here." Leo, he's 8 years old. He's in the middle of playing multiplayer, not Super Smash Brothers, but Uber Smash Brothers, which is some weird. I don't even know what it is. It's a mod, and some of the stuff is broken in it, but it's the same maps. I'm just watching him going, why is it called Uber? Why is it? Anyway, there's no scoreboard either. Anyway, so he's in the middle of playing, and she's like, all right, you know, everybody to bed. He's instant. He hits escape, disconnect, and then walks away, like, super fast. I was like, whoa, he's, like, trained to, like, drop what you're doing if it's Minecraft. I don't, you know. Yeah. So they... They showed me a bunch of their roller coasters they made, a bunch of like Redstone stuff, and
cool.
They play off the website though, you know. So,
no client,
right? No client. So, I'm guessing, does that just update, or does it ask you, do you want to update? Because it's still Java and it's still jar files on your local drive, right?
Yeah, I would assume it would still ask you to update.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess they keep it updated because they were playing the new one
with the hoppers.
Yeah, so anyway, it was fun. It was pretty neat watching them. I should have filmed some. Some of the stuff was pretty funny. Because they grief each other all the time. Like I'm like, they're just like yelling, but they're laughing. Yeah. I mean, they liked griefing each other. So I'm like,
So, and speaking of this, like, everybody's kind of seeing this, like, resurgence, like, with people they know playing it. I mean, it's going to be the cycle for how long, right?
Yeah.
But, okay, here's an idea. Using that as a new game, okay? You take two people that know about Minecraft, and they can be as good as how they want to be, and then two people who have never played. You sit down the two people who have never played in front of the computers, and then the other guy sit basically co-pilot them. And then they have, like, an objective to build something or whatever. Yeah. And they have to, like, basically walk these people through that. And then you, like, film it.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds good.
The conversations they're having. Maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No? Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I like that. Resurgence.
We can brainstorm later. Not during the show. It's a good time to brainstorm.
So, and also the rest of the week was filled in with the good old BioShock Infinite. Da, 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 da.
Yeah. Been enjoying that. My son also has become my daughter is totally addicted to Skylanders Giants.
Yeah.
My son is all over Donkey Kong Country Returns. And oh my God, like just totally fixated, must get to the Golden Banana Temple. You know,
is that on Wii?
Yes.
Wii U? Or? Wii. Oh, okay.
Wii. I don't have Wii U.
Which Skylanders version?
Giants.
But like on Wii or?
Oh, PS3.
Okay, PS3. There's one trick you if your Skylander breaks, like the little things can break.
Yeah.
The only way to fix it besides like mailing it back to him is they built it into the DS. The DS, you can actually fix it if you have the DS. Like I've thought about buying the DS version just so I can, because like they break and you're just like, now I'm gonna have to find out how to mail this somewhere.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna go spend $10 more.
Hmm.
Go get your grunt. Grunty grunt.
Gil Grunt.
Gil Grunt.
Yes.
It's Jacob's favorite. Because it looks like a Murloc. Kinda.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know nothing about this game.
My son likes Tree Rex.
League of Legends for kids, basically.
my son likes all the giants. So Tree Rex and Bouncer and, you know, all those guys.
Is there a cartoon, too, or is it just
no.
a show?
No.
Or, I mean, just a game.
Well, they do. Spyro was a version of it.
Spyro the Dragon?
Yeah.
They had, like, an expansion.
Yeah. Who were those?
But it's a good fun little silly platformer, and it's got this whole collectible element to it that the kids love.
Hmm.
So you get little figures and you put them on the portal and it's awesome.
Hmm.
Yeah, you know, Disney's doing a game similar to it. Looking forward to that.
They're also doing
expensive.
A Skylanders Giants is also coming out with a set of interchangeable ones. So you like take a body, a torso, and a head of different kinds of Skylanders and put them together and make your own Skylander.
Oh, sweet.
So, yeah.
So I wonder if Seth's going to make like Minecraft Landers.
Yeah. You take Steve head, put it on
anyway,
a skeleton
so
torso.
I guess that's this thing.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
News and updates.
Hey, the news and updates is sponsored by somebody good. There you go.
Yeah?
Our Minecraft Daily segment is sponsored by LootCrate.com. You can get your very own loot crate. If you go to lootcrate.com/deadworkers and put in the code DEAD, you can get $3 off your loot crate. And you might say, Wes, what on earth is a loot crate? It's a crate of loot, and you can get it too. It's basically like cool, nerdy things like lunchboxes and T-shirts and D&D dice and candy and caffeine pills and stickers and all kinds of silly stuff. Basically cube fodder. If you work in a cube, this is like the ultimate nerd cube fodder thing.
Yeah.
So go to lootcrate.com/deadworkers. Use the code DEAD. And all these will be in the show notes.
Yeah, we should be getting a new crate this month.
Yeah, and this this next crate looks like it's all about old school gaming.
That's
what it looks like the rumors are. So if you're going to try it, this is the week to try it.
Hope it has some Chrono Trigger in there.
Chrono Trigger right up in there.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. This week we got some news, and this is always put together by Astragali, who we met in person. Well, the two of us did. Wes didn't.
Shut up.
Sick.
and Crystal Crow.
Yeah.
The first one here is 10 million. Yesterday, sales of the desktop edition of Minecraft smashed the 10 million mark, and Jeb celebrated by hinting at horsies coming to 1.6. According to a tweet by Jeb, Mojang's been working with Dr. Jark, creator of MoCreatures, to bring this about, which led some of the Twitterverse to ask why Mojang hasn't hired him already. So what do you think? Do you think they'll end up hiring him? Or does he want to be hired by him?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I guess if he
does he want to be hired by the company that has more sales than almost any other company on the planet.
Yeah.
Maybe, but maybe he's like rich or something. Maybe he's got $1 billion himself. Maybe he has two money hats. And he's like, I'll see your money hat, Notch, and I'm going to hire you.
Well, I hope so.
Maybe he did hire Notch to make Minecraft so that he could bring his horsies to
I don't know.
I'm excited about the horse, though. That's cool. I've been wanting horses for a while.
I think he should go work for him. Do it. Do it.
I mean, they're like mounts. I mean, what if they go real fast and it screws up the rendering engine or whatever? Remember the problem was?
I don't think they'll go that fast.
They won't go faster than mine carts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it'd be basically... Do you think they'll have to do something with minecarts, though? Or maybe you'll have to feed your horse? Mm. You know what I mean? It's like, if you bet on horses, what's the use for minecarts above ground now?
You don't have to carry a... Take a horse with you everywhere? You can't put a horse in your pocket, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, you can force a minecart to drink.
Yes. Something like that.
Nice one. Yeah. But now you can, like, roll into town, like, with a posse. Yeah.
I said posse.
And they want more eggs. Hey, XBLA's Title Update 9 is released. Title Update 9 of Minecraft Xbox 360 Edition has come out for certification testing and is available for download as of today. Among the new features are the end, so you can actually beat the game. Spawn eggs, sheep regrowing their wool, fence gates are now controllable by redstone, and improvements to the lighting code.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Good.
I feel like we need to... So, do you think they're getting prepared for the new Xbox?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
really? You
think
the next gen?
I mean, I've heard so many rumors about it, you know, like that it's not going to be backwards compatible with any of their old titles.
Do you know they found out that the Sony true. PlayStation, you know, they eventually stopped making PlayStation 3 backwards compatible? You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The first PlayStation 3s would play PlayStation 2 games. The second ones wouldn't. Well, they found out that Sony deliberately removed that capability. Sony's PlayStation 3s are capable of playing them. They just won't let it.
Yeah.
Isn't that terrible?
Would probably be the same thing as the Xbox. I mean, they could make it work. How much more?
Well, to me, it doesn't make any sense unless, like, PlayStation 2s were still being sold when PlayStation 3 came out. So it made sense not to do backwards compatibility. But they're not going to keep selling 360s once they make whatever, 720s or whatever they're going to make. Are they?
Hmm.
Until they're out of stock? Maybe. Yeah, I mean, they'll drop it $100 or $200 to, you know, 50.
But if I were making hardware, I would make it backwards compatible. It seems like you would want it to play as many games as possible.
Yeah.
If you're making hardware, your goal is to make it so that everyone wants that machine. And the way to do it is to make sure it plays everything that anyone could ever want them to. If I were Xbox 360, I would be like, hey, can we make it play PS3 games? That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess it would take a revolt or something from the publishers to say, I'll only release this game on your platform if I get to sign a contract that says this game will be playable on all future hardware that you support. Yeah. You know, and if everybody did that, they would have to do that or go bankrupt. But I mean, I don't see that happening.
Well, the worst thing. Well, this isn't an Xbox. We'll talk about Xbox in some other show. But let's see. Also,
One other thing over the weekend. Did you hear about this? Hmm. Or over the week? About the always on thing.
Yeah, I've also heard it's a rumor too, though.
It is. It's very much a rumor, but at the same time,
I didn't hear about it. What was it?
The rumor is that the next Xbox machine will be always on. It'll require a constant internet connection.
Oh, okay.
And people are just all in up in arms about it.
Why always on? Like, how do you play a game with it off? No, not on. Like the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but there was a guy who works for Microsoft who basically was like, you know, well, yeah, but I don't buy a cell phone just because I don't get reception sometimes. And, you know, my cable box goes out sometimes. It doesn't mean it's a bad product.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But
if you think about it, cable is always on.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you can't turn your cable off without unscrewing the coax.
I can turn off my DirecTV dish and watch stuff on it.
Oh, yeah?
That I've recorded on my DVR.
I mean, I think it's about time that we're always on anyway, and this is a step towards that.
Well, but the problem is, what happens if your internets go out?
Yeah.
Well, that's like saying, like, well, I can't play my Xbox without power. What happens if my power goes out? You don't get to play games.
But you can't do... Well, yeah, but
I mean, I think it's as important as electricity. If your internet goes away, Go find new ones. Like, go somewhere and get your internet, just like you would go and get your power.
Like, I'm kind of in the school with you, but I think it's, like, one thing you... Like, the only reason they're doing it is DRM. And yeah. that's the real reason, yeah. I think, in the end, people
can't hack and all that. Yeah.
But it's just... I don't know. It's just, why do something that you know you're going to make people mad?
Right. Yeah. And, well, and the other thing is, like, it depends. Like, when Steam first came out, it didn't have offline mode.
Oh, Steam? Yeah.
And a lot of people were mad about that, so they made offline mode. And that's smart. Like, okay, fine. You know, if you're going to make it be an always-on thing, at least make it so that if my internet goes out and I still have power, I don't have to stop playing my game.
Yeah. Well, I think the major thing is, it's like, for you or I, we're probably going to have it connected to the internet, right?
Yeah.
My kids have been playing Xbox for the past 2 years without the internet because, I didn't realize you didn't need gold in the beginning. Like, you can get silver for free.
Oh, yeah.
But I was like, I'm not paying, you know, $50 a year just so you can do stuff, buy more crap. Like, I don't need you buying more crap.
That's true.
Like,
that's kind of scary.
Just play the damn games. Yeah. So, like, I didn't need an internet connection, and there was really no need for one at all. Because I buy a cartridge, and I stick it in, and it plays. Why on earth would I need that cartridge to connect to the internet?
Right.
You know, if it was all online, if it was, you know, if they gave me something else, like, give me gold for free now, you know, or, but anyway, this is a different show.
It's a different show.
Sort of.
Xbox Live Gamer Picks now available. Earlier in this week, Xbox Live announced that 4 packs of Gamer Picks are now available through the Microsoft Store. The packs feature baby animals, mineral ores, and brewing materials. And if any of the packs take your fancy, they will set you back 80 Microsoft points.
So, 0x10^C is on hold. And also, they're wondering if there'll be a Minecraft API. In an interview with Polygon, Notch said that his new game is presently on hold because he's experiencing a sort of creative block. Do you think he's fessing up to be a one-trick pony? Do you think he's done it? Do you think push the absolutely button.
No, that's so mean. Because I think, you know, he's always said that he kind of wants to go back in obscurity and just make games. And I think he had his first dose of, like, what it's going to be like programming where everybody's like... I mean, they've got shirts already with the game title on it, you know? Yeah. Selling it in Jinx. And it's like, that's a lot of pressure to be coding under. And then it's just like everybody's scrutinizing. So I could just imagine just... screw this, I'm going on vacation.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Yeah, get some more inspiration somewhere.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Let's be honest here. Your game just sold 10 million copies. Your company has, like, 20 people working for it. You're rich as all hell. Do you need to work? Do you want to work? You know?
And I think
he does.
I think he's probably working. I think he's just saying it's on hold so people will shut up and quit asking.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
Let them just code and not have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Well, evidently, it seems that Mojang is planning to hire another developer to work on the game with him.
Okay.
So there is, like, some...
So he'll flesh out ideas and stuff. Because I do believe he wants to keep doing this, you know.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm just joking. I know he loves making games, and I know he's said all that stuff. And I know, you know, it's still kind of funny. I mean, ask our chat room, you know? All of a sudden you have, you know, $20 million. What are you going to do? You going to work? No, I'm going to travel the world.
Yeah, vacation for a little bit.
I'm
going
to have a good time. I'm going to go to every con there is. Yeah. I'm going to try to drink a drink in every country in the world.
I will be here doing this show.
Oh, God.
Send me the millions, peeps. I will be here doing the show and making videos. Okay, so the next thing here is last April Fool's. Astragali made a hoax announcement in the shaft that there was going to be stained glass in the game. This year, it actually happened when Mojang brought out playable Minecraft 2.0 versions. Numerous Minecraft celebrities were brought in on the joke, with them producing Let's Plays on the new features, including stained glass, flying sheep, redstone bugs, angry chickens, exploding cows and horses, pink withers, and super hostile mode. The three versions of 2.0 were briefly available via the Mojang site, but Sasha Varel has now made them available via Mediafire. Red is super hostile, blue is new features, while purple is both. And I heard, this is a rumor here, that when they did it, they actually had four versions released that you could download. And one was the original. So, like, some people would download just the game and be like, oh, nothing's changed.
Oh, you know?
So, there are a lot of funny videos out there.
Yeah, I've seen a couple. Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty wild. Should we do it? It's kind of late to
do that. It's so late. Yeah. I mean, these were out on April, you know, 1st.
Well,
yeah.
Eric and I talked about it, but we didn't find out about it until, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, God. We didn't know. We weren't invited.
Yeah. We're always the bridesmaids.
Yeah.
We're never the bride.
Look on the internet next time.
What?
Look on the internet. It's was all over Twitter. And
I was avoiding. It's April Fool's Day. It's kind of annoying. Yeah.
I mean, I found out because of Twitter and YouTube. I just wake up late.
Late. So. Late, guys.
But, yeah. And then Blizzard didn't do any jokes.
So the next one is, should Notch be on the Time 100 list? Time magazine is holding a poll to influence which notable people should be included in their Time 100 list. And Notch is actually in the running.
Nice.
Although the final list is selected by the magazine's editors, the nominees can be voted on by the general public until Friday, April 12th, with the final list being revealed on the 18th. As of the time of this writing, the votes are at 84% of the people saying, absolutely.
Absolutely.
With 16% voting, no way. So Astragali is guessing that the 16% are people who do not play Minecraft.
But what does Notch think?
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Excellent.
So we're going to get, I'm gonna make sure that this is in the show notes so you can go and help try to get Notch on the Times 100 list.
Excellent.
So it seems that Minecraft isn't the only game that's been eyed up by the Minecraft Teacher for Educational Purposes. Don't Starve by Clay Entertainment has also piqued Joel's interest. According to one of his tweets, Joel's in love with the game and is having a serious look at possibilities for classroom use. Clay, being no dummies, were all over Joel's tweet, saying that if he came up with anything, he should contact Corey Rollins, Clay's community manager, their view being that Joel's ideas was rather interesting. Mind you, Don't Starve Teacher doesn't have quite the same ring to it. So, you know, we'll do a podcast, too, Don't Starve, right?
Yeah.
I played it. It's fun.
I've heard we should be playing it.
Yeah. Frex wants to do a podcast.
Oh, yeah?
She loves it. She says it's the best game she's ever bought for the money.
Really?
Yeah.
How much is it?
It's like, I think it's like $14 right now.
Hmm.
And when I got it, you got two copies. You could give one to a friend.
So who'd you give
Didn't you give me one?
I see how it is.
Who did I give
it
to?
See, everybody sees this, right?
I don't remember who I gave my copy to now that you mention it.
Huh.
I don't know. I might have a copy.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Time for listener contributions.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the one? You should have played the one from last week for him. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
You got a new one.
That's true.
But regardless, listener.
Oh, wait, here it is. It's a winner, I think.
Are you going to play it? Or are you just going to sit there and talk about it?
Welcome to Windows Media Player. You want to install?
How about you email that on over?
It's an M4A.
After the show.
Let's see if Winamp plays.
It's time for listener contributions.
Yeah!
That's a winner.
It's a winner.
And listener contributions today is brought to you by Audible.
Yep.
If you like books, but you don't like to read them, Audible's for you.
Nice.
You can go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and get a free 30-day trial to try out Audible. Excellent service. I don't have any recommendations today.
I wish I could remember who recommended this to me. It was in one of my vlogs. They recommended Wizard's First Rule by Terry Goodkind.
Oh, good.
And I found out that this is the basis for Legend of the Seeker.
Yes.
Now, the first book isn't really, but the second book is, I think, where it takes off, and it's kind of loosely based. But I was reading or listening to it. They were reading it to me. And I'm recognizing these names, sort of, and like, whatever. And all of a sudden, they say Darken Rawl, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
No Darken Rawl. So it was kind of cool, and I'm still listening to it. So it's definitely a good read. They actually have some new plans too on Audible. If you go to that same link,
oh wow!
I was just noticing Astrogali pointed this out to me. So apparently, they the one book a month for $14.95 is just $7.49 for the first 3 months.
Oh wow, that is a good deal. And then if you want to, you can go up to $2 a month for $22.95. Wow!
Wow!
So
wow!
Yeah!
Wow!
Huh.
Wow.
There's also some annual plans. That's kind of cool. Okay. Yeah. So go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and check it out.
Check it out today.
Right now.
Yeah.
So, this first submission is a very serious one. And it's from Flopper659. So I have an older brother with a disability, and he is 16. He has seen me play Minecraft and wanted to play. We played on Xbox, and he didn't understand and destroyed everything. So I stopped. But I listened to an episode with my father of a disabled kid playing Minecraft, so now I'm making a map to teach him, in layman's terms, how to play. Do you think I should record it and post it on YouTube? I don't know, because I'm only 12. I think people would say, oh, he's not that old, he sucks. But if you think that's a good idea, I will, no matter what. The Shaft is the best podcast ever, and keep it up. Thanks. Bye. I definitely think that you should film this. There are a couple of things you could do here. First off, if you're worried about what people say, don't make videos.
Yeah.
You've got to let go of that, because people are going to hate your stuff. You're going to get thumbs downs no matter what.
Yeah.
Just do it because you want to do it, not because...
Well, but like, I don't see doing this as an entertainment thing either, though.
Right.
I see doing it as maybe to help someone out, like listening. I assume when he says he listened to an episode with a father, that I don't know if he's talking about an episode on YouTube or an episode like on a podcast or something. But I mean, I would almost say, like, if that's already out there, then maybe you don't need to. Yeah. Redo it, though. You know what I mean?
But still, I mean, right. I think exposure to this kind of stuff is good. I mean, you know, who knows? Maybe you're going to make something amazing. Just go ahead and make it. Do it. Have fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, but know that people are going to be really, you know, honest. I mean, a lot of little kids, they're honest, right? Not even on YouTube. If you just talk to a little kid, which I'm sure you've talked to little kids before, because you have some, and so do you. You know, they'll look at, you know, I don't know, you have an ugly nose, or, you know, why are you so fat, Daddy? Like, well, he's two, so I'm not going to get, you know what I mean? Like,
you know my kids?
But you know what I mean? Like, so, I mean, little kids will comment. I've seen little kids in person comment on YouTube, and they are brutally honest, and you might think that that's like, an adult or a teenager saying that, but no, it's just a little kid, just being a little kid.
Yeah,
you know, and it'll come off as really bad, and then it makes you go back and attack them, and it's like, dude, you're fighting with.
And
a
then you drive to their house, and you do a drive by, shoot up their windows. And
yeah, so all that
serious
happens.
Stuff. So,
but you know, but know that that's going to happen, and also, you know, mixed in with people who are older and should know better, and are still rude and hateful. So, And if you're cool with all that, then, yeah, you're ready to make videos on YouTube.
See, and I guess I just don't really get where he's coming from here. Is he coming from wanting to do a YouTube channel or wanting to help people? Like, right. I think it's great if you're wanting to help people, but I don't think that would be something to try to be entertaining about. So I don't know.
The other thing you could do is find an editor. Find somebody who makes videos and say, hey, look, mm-hmm. you know? I'm going to do this stuff. Will you edit it together and make it, you know, more fun? Because, I mean, Eric makes us look way more interesting than we are. So,
in real life. And Clyde Frog said, it is worth the time to record simply for your own personal archive.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep, there
like
you go.
Like a diary, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. I still think maybe stay away from YouTube.
Yeah. Put video.
Okay,
put
so next question here from C. Bacon.
See bacon run.
Why do pigs fall out of the sky when I say ice cream?
Why do pigs suddenly appear every time I say ice cream?
I think maybe this is a hint from Astrogali that people need to be sending in more listener contributions.
I don't know, but we got him a bingo on some kind of like listening to the podcast bingo card.
We need to get, yeah.
Did they say pigs, falling sky, and ice cream? Bingo!
Yeah.
So the next one is from The Dead Are Many. With so many young girls playing Minecraft, like my daughter, I believe the game should have a gender choice built in. Maybe Steve and Eve. What do you think? I absolutely agree. Wow, that was gross. Thanks for doing that. Right on the air.
I didn't burp. No, I was just going to say that. I mean, Notch has actually addressed this personally. Steve is not a guy or a girl.
Yeah. It's just a thing.
It's not. He's not named Steve either. That was
just a joke. Yeah. I mean, so it is just a.
It's become about. So I mean, the whole point was to make it not look like a guy or girl. I guess maybe
but
he
does
failed.
Look like a guy.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of looks more like a guy than a girl. I guess you could have had maybe bigger eyes.
Yeah.
I don't know the hair.
Or,
I guess.
Or maybe not look
really.
Like a person at all.
Oh, yeah, maybe not have a mouth, maybe just eyes.
Crystal pointed out that even in the Xbox 360 version, which come with 8 default skins, none of them are female. For the PC, we have come to accept Steve, and women go to skin sites, but what choice do Xbox girls and women have? Well, there are, like, other skin packs you can buy.
Yeah.
But I agree. There should be a female skin.
Yeah, why isn't there?
My daughter, you know, I take her to the Skin Dex. Maybe that's not the best name for... a site to take your daughter to, but
we have a guest now.
Be speaking
guest,
of the Skin Dex,
and you know, she's got who is it? One of the princesses right now.
I think he even took a shower. What's up with that?
Look at that. We got a microphone for you and everything.
Welcome to the studio, Mr. Paul.
It's not plugged in, but you can pretend like you're talking.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
So Afro Monkey is here. It's a pretty awesome surprise. What is up, dude?
It's What's a surprise, up? All right.
Is that mic over there working? Yeah, there you go. That's your mic.
Howdy.
Howdy.
I need
Time
that shirt.
Time for Afro Monkey in the studio.
So how you doing?
Pretty good.
You kind of missed our journey, so that's all we'll ask.
Yeah. No more questions for you.
So what do you think? Right. Should there be female skins in Minecraft?
Aren't there already female skins
in
Minecraft?
Well, like default, so you can choose one.
Here, get closer to this thing.
Eat that thing.
No, don't eat it. It's turned
I don't know, maybe.
Well, good thing you're here.
You know, it's one of those things. I've seen some very creative female skins that have made with the default frame.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't really see a reason, per se.
Yeah.
Just leave it as downloadable content.
Did you know that your hair matches the color of the walls and it looks like you have a face floating in the middle of the air on the camera?
Oh, that's awesome.
That's true. Floating face. Excellent.
I'm changing my name. I'm going to get the tattoo on my back removed. It's now going to be Floating Face.
Ugh. And that was it for that segment.
Yes.
That's
Excavation Station.
So, Excavation Station, it's brought to you by Netflix. Go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty and get yourself a free trial. Free full month of videos, TV, and movies.
And check this out. I saw this movie this week and I love it. It is called Beauty is Embarrassing. And it is about... Wayne White, who is he's a cartoonist, but he's this crazy creative artist guy who can't really do anything except like create art all the time. And there's a documentary about the guy. He's done so many weird things that you probably know about, but you didn't know who it was. Like he did all the set design and stuff for Pee Wee.
Oh wow!
You know, Playhouse, and he's done like anytime you see like old like 80s and 90s music videos. He did a bunch of like puppets and stuff.
Did he
do
all the
ones.
Lens flares in them? Is that what he did?
No, he did. He does like create like paper and mache and like metals and weird stuff like that. Like he did the Smashing Pumpkins, that cool video with the anyway. So he's been around forever, and anyway, it's a documentary about.
Did he do all the puppets in that Phil Collins video?
He did.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, and he shows off one of them too. Anyway, it's a great thing. It's on Netflix, so definitely check that out.
I've been getting caught up on Doctor Who again. We started off with Christopher Eggleston, and I've been watching the Doctor.
Wait, which season?
Season one. They've got up to six on there.
Oh yeah,
which goes up to the astronaut season.
Oh, is that the last one they have on
no.
there?
No, that's the last one they have on there.
Oh, is
but
it?
But there's another season that I have not seen yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the new season.
I'm on season one.
Really?
Yeah.
God, you gotta watch that.
I'm watching it. I'm on season one.
You need to watch it faster.
I can't watch it any faster. There's so much TV to watch right now. It's like
Walking Dead too.
Oh god,
I'm finally doing
Walking
that.
Walking Dead.
That's on Netflix. So get y'all trial.
Too much TV. Yeah. Okay, so this first one here was submitted by Mark Elpidus of the Philippines. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Oh my god.
After crafting a beacon and activating it, an angel-looking mob named Lucy may come flying around. Surrounding her are diamonds, which you can get by fighting her. She will drop mini diamonds and or maybe wings. So this is a mod. Of
a
some
mob?
Sort.
That sounds like a really bad acid trip.
That's there's
oh,
a
we're
reason.
In Excavation Station. Okay, I was like, "What is this? Is this a video?"
Oh yeah, yeah, it's an idea. Like,
where's the? Is it a mod? What's crying? Jeez. I think maybe Yoko might have something to say about that one.
Yeah.
So I don't know. What do you think there, Afro?
I just said what I think. That sounds like a really bad LSD trip.
There you go.
And I think that I think you should basically be able to go and pick a bunch of leaves from the woods and throw them on a fire, and you can summon Mary Jane.
There you go. And then drive off in a yellow submarine in the water. It goes 2 feet before it hits like another wall. It's too shallow. The water's too shallow in Minecraft.
Yeah,
that's what I'm getting at.
We get what you're saying.
So, next one was submitted by Parzavail. Parzavail.
Parzavail.
Parzavail. It's zombie plague. In normal or hard, you have a chance of being infected by zombies as well as taking damage, and can pass the virus on to any mob that you punch or feed. So you can make zombie cows and zombie dogs and zombie pigs.
I think we get the point.
And zombies.
You say zombie bats?
How can I get more zombie?
I don't know.
So you're still human, but you're infected.
I guess.
Yeah.
Or you're semi-human.
Or whatever your animal
is. Wasn't that supposed to be a Mind Z at some point, but it never quite worked or something?
That's a different show. Sorry.
No, the Minecraft version of...
You get infected for a second. Yeah. Right? When you die, you become a zombie and you drop all your stuff.
Have you been playing it lately?
No.
Down at the at PAX, the guys who make that were actually at the panel. They came up and talked to me after.
Oh, yeah.
And they were talking about that they've made a whole bunch of changes to it, and that we should go back and play it. So,
oh, okay.
I don't know. Give it another chance and see how it is.
I'm down.
If there's a way to group up with people, though, that's really the killer here. I mean, without that, it makes us not want to play. I mean,
it makes Eric want to leap off of tall objects, actually.
Yes. Yeah. I have a great time when we finally meet up, but that's like, you're talking an hour
Even
or two.
If you could, like, designate a zone. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it's not that you will spawn together, but you'll spawn within, you know, 400 blocks of each other, you know?
Yeah.
At least a reasonable distance.
Yeah. True.
Where am I now?
True dad.
Oh, 1,000 blocks from everybody else. Well, I might as well just jump off this tower.
You know, they might have added this.
Maybe we can get our own. Like, I don't know if you can, like, download Mind Z and just do it yourself now. Like, because then we could do, like, not to cheat, but to get us together.
Mod it, hack it.
And then invite people on to try to kill us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then hack the server code so that we can just kill them all with a text command.
And then we'll go hack the gifts.
Summon them all to one place and kill them.
I like that idea.
Yeah. Make everyone sorry they ever came on our server.
Like the evil overlords.
Wait, are you getting enough sleep?
Huh?
Are you getting enough sleep? You seem more evil now.
I am. I'm a little more evil.
He's a jerk face. So we also have, this one was submitted by Johnny Sight. They think that you should be able to create sticky string with slime balls and string so that you can connect mine carts together.
Mass transit. Woo!
Yeah. So why sticky string and slime balls and stuff? I mean, what does that have to do with connecting minecarts?
Well, it's sticky.
You stick them together. You go and stick them together, just like that.
How about just a minecart that can connect to another minecart?
But what about sticky string? That there's no sticky string in that.
I mean, well, I mean, if there's like one use for the sticky string, I mean,
Eric,
you
what
know?
Do you have against this, sticky?
Yeah,
string?
But what are you gonna use the sticky string for otherwise? That
nothing.
And this
that's
is
what I'm saying.
Exactly.
So you're saying
Eric's right on this one, and this is why over and over again I say, don't tell us the recipe for your item because it doesn't matter and it will just confuse Eric.
Yeah, I mean, all we need are like metal latches, really.
Speaking of this,
what
next
about
one
the
here?
Sticky string? We'll have useless sticky string if we do.
Well,
that.
Wait, but this next
and I
one.
Won't be able to go.
So this next one here was submitted by Eric, who wants metal latches.
I like that guy. He's you got like great him. Ideas.
Okay, yeah. So you're gonna play this next one, Eric?
I have an
yeah.
Audio
there's a clip. File. Yeah. Do you not read the show notes?
Oh yes, yes. This is awesome.
Have
All
you
right.
tried reading the show notes?
This is. Should I say who it is? Here, let's listen to it first, and I'll tell you who it is.
Extreme Hardcore Mode, submitted by Iron Waffle. It would be a difficulty setting where the game is harder than hard, and a device sold by Mojang is connected to your chest. Every time you get hurt, it delivers a painful shock. Upon death in game, the device will deliver a deadly jolt, so if you die in the game, you die for real.
For real.
So do you know who was reading that?
Yes.
Imagine waking up in the middle of the night and he's doing that voice in your ear.
Brent, it's time to wake up.
Yeah. He does a good American accent. So that was Astrogolly. Golly. That was
you
good.
Know, this is kind of funny because there was actually a controversy this week. Did you see the video that was on Machinima Prime?
No.
It was called Players in Pain or something like that. And basically they set it up so that two like model-y girls who didn't really know how to play Rock Band were competing at Rock Band. And if they missed notes, they got electrocuted by those little ab fluctuation things. You know? Wow. And in the meantime, there was a girl behind them spanking the two hot girls with paddles while they were playing Rock Band.
Weird.
It was really classy.
That sounds very classy. I'm very sorry classy. I missed it.
So where was this? And did we get filmed?
It was on Machinima Prime, and they got so much flack for it because it was so trashy that they pulled it down.
Oh, wow.
That was
Don't
extreme.
Get my hopes up like that, Wes.
Extreme hardcore mode.
Yeah. Huh. Missed that.
So this is dumb. This is the stupidest idea we've ever heard. I'm just going to say it now. I'm going to say it blatant. This is dumb.
Shock therapy.
So Wes doesn't like that one.
No. Notch, what do you think of it?
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
It's crazy.
No.
Hey, that's the word of Notch.
Okay, so this last one here was submitted by Dr. Fruit Salad. They want to see a sparkle in the dark so that when I put my axe right through that mark,
nice.
I know I found me some diamonds. I want diamond ore to sparkle a lot.
I'm right there with
you. I actually like it.
Yeah.
I think diamonds should sparkle in the dark.
Yeah. And give out as much light as redstone ore does? You know, it's just a little bit of glow.
Yeah.
But just have that glow happen when it sparkles. That'd be cool.
I think if it's in the present, since you have light sensors, if there's a light source in view of the diamonds, they sparkle.
It doesn't give off light. Oh, right. I see what you mean.
Well, I mean,
that makes more sense.
A diamond in real life wouldn't sparkle without light.
Yeah. I don't know why I was just thinking that. I was like, well, of course diamonds give off light. But yeah, you're right. They don't.
They actually pulverize them and put them in those glow sticks. And then you shake them. That's how they make glow the glow.
Yeah.
Because they have a natural glow.
And actually, real diamonds don't sparkle either. They're really dull and they got to be polished.
Well, and like in Feed the Beast, the quartz crystals, they're objects that poke out of crap. Like, is it time for them to go that route with diamonds where they look like kind of an ugly looking diamond, no. And then when you crash it open, it looks like a nice, beautiful three dimensional.
I actually don't like the quartz stuff.
You don't like
and
quartz?
Brent, Notch doesn't like non blocky stuff in his game.
That is true.
He wants blocks.
Yeah.
Voxels, baby.
True.
Voxels.
So, that's.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my god. It's so intense.
And Sightings is sponsored by MCProHosting.com. If you use the word Shaft Podcast, you get 15% off of your order. And this is a great company. I got to tell you, like they sent me a gift this week because I was sitting there and my 7.1 headphones had broken. And so I cracked them open and I was like, there was a short, you know, I could tell it was a short because I just had to go bang, bang, bang on the thing. And sometimes I would get my sound back. Mm-hmm. So I was like, there's something in there. It's just loose. I got to fix it. But evidently the wiring they use in headphones is like
super thin.
It's super thin, super tiny and insulated. So like actually like connecting two wires that are no longer connected, it doesn't work very well. I need to connect them to some kind of a conductive surface, you know, like I need a little bead of solder or something in there.
You have a soldering iron?
No.
Oh.
So anyway, so I'm like putting pictures of this on Twitter, me trying to work on these headphones, and I say, oh well, I'm adding a set of Corsair 1500s to my Newegg wish list, and MC Pro Hosting was like, what's your address?
So quick.
And I said, okay, here you go. They sent me a set of headphones because they felt sorry for me not being able to play games.
I'm going to have to talk to Matt about that.
So you
where are my headphones, Matt? Where are my headphones, brother?
You need to go to mcprohosting.com and use the code SHAFTPODCAST. Get 15% off your order. I know lots of people who've gotten servers through them, and everyone seems to be very happy.
Yeah, and they actually do a great job on our servers, too. We're actually in the process of moving the Shaftlands over. I know we've gotten a lot of comments about the Shaftlands lately, I guess. I don't know. Astra lots keeps, like, throwing me emails. Hey, what's up with this? Anyway, it's not Toasted Jelly's fault for anybody who he kind of has been running the server for us for a while and doing a great job. It's really just between, like, servers and moving, and it's just kind of having time to, like, work with him and get that done. It's taken a long time, and I don't know how long it'll take. Right now, the Shaftlands is technically open if you like PvP and don't mind. No, actually, it's not PvP. It's just open world. But your stuff will get griefed right now because there's absolutely no mods on there. But if you want to go hide and make some stuff somewhere away from other people.
Find a deep hole in the ground and build your things in secrecy.
Yeah, go for it. But we're going to get the maps on the new server. I actually was downloading the maps today, I think. I'm not even sure if I have the right maps. That's kind of how confusing it all is. And when you look at the SQL files that are 4 gigs themselves, it's kind of a scary endeavor that I'm really worried at what we're going to get here. Yeah. So,
well, I did see some tweets from MC Pro Hosting. They are now offering custom upgrades for servers that need more than 6 gigs of RAM. The cost is $10 a gigabyte for anything over Bedrock. And then to order a larger server or upgrade an existing one, contact, put in a support ticket to their billing department. So there you have it.
See what happens when he gets headphones? He's like, oh, I'm super pro hosting.
Exactly. And if you...
Let's move on. I've been getting freaking headphones. So this first link here...
If you want promotions like this, I need a case and a video card, companies. Oh, my God.
I know. I need a car company to talk to me.
Well, let's just say they should probably come in threes.
Or yes.
We might have to veto any kind of action on promotions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Veto. Yeah. There you go.
Because Eric can just pull that knob down.
No,
pull his knob down.
Seriously wanted us to get into hardware reviews. I think we should do hardware reviews.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
car reviews.
I mean,
too.
I've built all my own computers. Eric, you build all your own computers. Mm-hmm. Brent plays with computers sometimes.
Play with your mom's computers. No, I made plenty of computers, and then I realized that I wasn't a computer maker, and I left it to the people who make computers. And like this one right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's get back to the show. It's about Minecraft.
I was talking about our sponsors.
Someone told me. Yeah. But we're done with them.
We're done with
you
them.
You got your headphones.
Forever.
You're all good.
It was nice while it lasted, MC Pro Hosting.
See you around. We actually had another company like try to steal us away from them.
Yeah.
And they're right. Like, well, we'll give you better servers. And we're like, how? Like, they gave us great servers. They're running great. Like, they're going to be greater. Like, I will have less lag than no lag.
Yeah.
Like,
I could tweet to them that
will do what you want it to before you even know you wanted to do it.
Yeah. Well, no. We'll build your houses for you. Like, you'll log in and jetpacks. You got. Anyway, so this first one here is a link, Minecraft EDU custom NPCs. Tim of ThinkFizz has been exploring using custom NPCs in Minecraft EDU. And in this blog post, he shares his experiences on his progress in this area of Minecraft EDU custom NPCs. So go to that link. It will be in the show notes.
Yeah, also, Exilinder has submitted a 3-part video of a redstone tutorial with map and text guide for 1.5.1. YouTuber Magiapal. Yes, has uploaded a comprehensive redstone tutorial in 3 parts, all updated for Minecraft 1.5.1. And the clips are concise and engaging, not quite like this description. And the information is expressed in a very easily understood manner. So, we will provide links to that in the show notes. There's additionally a text guide that goes along with this.
Yeah. And I'd also like to put this in this section for sightings this week is a story of Mojang.com. Just want to reiterate, because this is such an awesome deal. I don't want anybody to miss out. For 1 week only, you get 50% off. And we get nothing for this, so I just think these guys are great, and this movie was great, and I think if you're going to buy it, this is the time to do it. I mean, you're not going to get a better deal than half off. So for $6, deluxe version. For $4, you can get the regular version, storyofmojang.com. That's the Minecraft documentary. We were in it, Yogscast, a bunch of other folks. Just a great story.
And my wife, who hates the game, like has no interest in the game, loved the movie. So it's good. It's good watching.
Hate is a strong word.
She doesn't understand how we can like it at all. Oh, yeah. She just has no comprehension of what makes it enjoyable.
She's like my sister then. She just has no idea.
Yep.
So this next mod here is Father Toast's Mob Mods. 3 mods to make your Minecrafting experience much more challenging. Special Mobs adds a number of variants to existing hostile mobs, such as the 8 creeper types. There's also utility mobs, gives you golems and turrets, and we'll give you 1 guess as to what's added in the lava monster mod.
8 different kinds of creepers? That sounds horrible.
Yeah, the golems are weird, too. They're like cobblestone and obsidian golems. And
I kind of like that. That sounds kind of neat.
Yeah,
but
pretty
cool. I don't want more
creepers.
Think
we should put this on the Shaftlands.
Ooh, there you
have
it.
We should.
Give Wes something to do.
The lava monster itself is cool, I think.
Yep. And lastly, we have a fully working neuron, and this is a link. People building computer circuitry in Minecraft, yawn, how about simulating the human brain? This imager post from Redditor All Up In Here illustrates just how you do it, and here's a link to the comments and discussion. So, a working human brain in Minecraft.
That's kind of creepy. Crazy.
A functioning neuron.
Wow.
And that's how Skynet was born.
Indeed.
Maybe that's where Notch is, really. He's like, oh, crap.
And it's here. And if nothing better, this is
John. What's his name? What was his name from Terminator? John Connor. John Connor.
John Connor.
Came back and took Notch and said, we've got to deal with Skynet.
Yep.
You made it. It's actually called Skycraft Net. But
well, the really cool thing is this also teaches you how neurons work. So if you want to like learn some biology, go learn how to make a neuron in Minecraft. Here you go. Never say we didn't give you nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
You say it all the time.
Hey, Afro, you want to go get the door?
Hide the goat.
Why is the black guy got to get the door?
Why Why does the Mexican woman have to do all the housekeeping?
Oh, hey, she's here.
Yay.
Housekeeping.
Yay.
Meat for Bilo?
Yes.
Yes.
We'll take an extra one.
You know, and one thing we found out at PAX again, when I mean, you weren't there, but Eric and I, while we were down there, is they don't actually bring you mints for your pillows.
Yeah.
Just shampoo and toothpaste for your bathrooms.
Yes.
So yeah. I think we're going to have to change the skit around.
No.
Toothpaste for your bathrooms?
Extra towels?
Extra coffee. That's what we need.
Decaf. Yeah, decaf's stupid. Decaf didn't make sense.
So we got a couple of things in housekeeping. Eric, you made a song.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So last week I alluded to the music video that I wanted to do, and it was Fireworks. It's called Zombies Web Fireworks, and it is a very short dubstep song, and it's lots of crazy fireworks.
And I just want to get this out of the way once and for all. Were you familiar at all with the song Centipede by Knife Party?
No, I wasn't. And you might not believe me, but I honestly didn't know about this song. So I go and listen to the song. I'm like, there's one synth line that is very similar.
Yes.
But the funny thing about dubstep is it's very kind of gimmicky. And that running little, like, kind of syncopated synth line is in a lot of dubstep songs.
Yeah.
And the beat that was used is similar to probably about 90% of dubstep songs.
Yeah.
So honestly, I wasn't trying to copy anybody, but if you think it's like a remix or something, hey, that's fine. You know, it is what it is. It's still a little song. So, but I was like, I kept seeing all these comments rolling up. It's like, oh, you just copied Centipede. And I'm like, what's going on here?
Well, I was weirded out because they just said, oh, it's just a remix of that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it doesn't matter if it's a remix.
Yeah, it is what it is, right?
Why would it just be a remix?
Right.
You know, like nobody likes remixes of dubstep. You know, I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Is it like 25% of dubstep remixes anyway?
Yeah.
Wah, 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 wah. Dude, I can't believe you copied that drop.
Oh, dang it. Oh, I don't even know.
So that'll all work together.
At 201.
Housekeeping.
But no, so the
answer.
Been
a while, sorry.
So if you listen to Zombies Web Dubstep, it is not a copy of Centipede.
Yes.
It is original, made by Eric.
It was made to put fireworks. I mean, it was made to time the fireworks. That's why each
is Katy Perry remix?
Huh?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it is. So yeah,
Centipede.
Designed for that music video, so
all your legs I need. There's a dread.
But it's a good video. It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
And Zombies Web Dubstep.
Yeah.
And then Brent, you did a video.
Yeah, I don't know if I stuck with it.
Really?
Yeah, we did already. Counterfeit.
Yeah, we did. We talked about it. You remember you were here.
I know, I was. But I wanted you to talk about it.
Remember that time.
Because you remember that somebody knocked on the door and said, housekeeping! And that's kind of when we talk about the stuff that we do.
Yeah. So, Joe Hills. You remember our friend Joe Hills?
Yes!
Yeah.
He talked me into something.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Columbus Day weekend.
You know that you can't get married in Alabama if you do that.
It's okay. I'm already married, so... Columbus Day weekend, Dead Workers Party number 2.
No! Yeah.
So, it's nothing to buy rooms or write home about because all it will be is people gaming and drinking beer. So you need to be 21 to show up after certain times. No, you probably need to be 21 to show up, I would say.
Okay.
But it's just a weekend of drinking beer and our beverages.
Yeah, Coca-Cola Classic.
Yeah, and playing some games.
Root beers.
But,
Sarsaparilla.
and basically it came about is he's every time I see him he talks to me about this and he's like, and I'm just like, well, that's, you know, kind of what Play On Cons are. He's like, but we're always doing stuff there, so we don't actually get a chance. They kind of just want a weekend to hang out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of all it is. There's no entertainment. Like, I won't, you know what I mean? So it's completely different from anything else, and it's just
Columbus Day weekend.
Well, I wouldn't say no entertainment because you guys are pretty entertaining when you get smashed.
And we'll stream the whole thing, so don't feel like you need to be here because
the proof will be out there.
Are you saying you don't want me to come? Is that
no? You're and I don't. That's in October, but I don't know.
Oh,
what weekend in October?
That's a long way
around. Wow. I don't remember holidays.
Wow. It's October 14th.
Yeah.
That's the weekend right.
So
before.
I'm going to have to take a weekend and a week off in October.
So it'll be like, what, the 12th, 13th?
12th, 13th. No, the 11th, 12th, and 13th.
Yeah, 11th, 12th, and 13th of October. And really the reason why I do that is because it's kind of like, to me, Columbus Day is one of those kind of weekends that some people get off, but not enough people to like plan vacations. So it's kind of a good mix of people having that day off. And it's really good temperatures in Huntsville at that time.
And Cheddarface points out that that's right around the 6th anniversary of Control Point.
Yeah, it was October 07. Yeah.
That's when he announced it, right?
Yep. So there you go.
That was the New Year's, actually. Anyway.
So, but yeah, that sounds like fun. We'll play some games and hang out.
You get to meet the housekeeper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get a mint on your pillow.
This is starting to sound inappropriate.
It will definitely be inappropriate.
Right.
That I can guarantee. But it'll be a lot of fun. Also, play on con.
Yes.
Is
the you got to do that.
And
my
let me just
fried.
Say, everybody at PAX was just talking about how they could not wait.
It's gonna be fun. We're gonna have a great time.
There's a lot of people going that
Is July 18th through the 21st. And I have been under the weather, and I am 3 weeks behind on getting the Kickstarter going that I have been supposed to be going.
So you need a little kickstart on that Kickstarter.
Yes. I'm trying to get the video together, and I've been working on that. And I kept coming down here and trying to film, and the studio kept being loud and stuff. And then I couldn't get in because nobody had keys, and I didn't want to drive all the way up to Brent's house to try to get keys from him, or out to your sister's house.
It's too bad you're not a bat, because bats seem to find their way in and out easily without keys. I guess that's a joke. It's true, but
But anyway, play on con.
It's so
funny with the drum beat.
So we'll be doing announcement about the Kickstarter hopefully at the beginning of this upcoming week, Monday or Tuesday. And and I've got some really great stuff lined up. We've got some great bands. We've got some fantastic Minecraft guests coming down. We're going to be doing all kinds of great stuff.
Nice.
So play on con.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going down.
Is Voltaire going to be there?
It depends on whether we can. We'll have to max out the Kickstarter to get Voltaire.
Yeah. We also got.
He's expensive.
Confirmation: Direwolf 20 going to be on the Shiz-O. He's going to confirm the date, but he did say he will do it, and we are talking about a date. And currently, that date is tentatively the 12th.
Cool.
Tentatively.
That's next week, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. Awesome.
So you're going to push that button and make the music play?
Oh, you like that one, huh?
I do.
There's your button.
Oh, look. Oh. The fuse has been lit. The show will be
the
ending
next
soon.
Moving.
Yeah.
It's time to wind down here at the Shaft.
Winding on down.
Really enjoyed our time together today. Hope you have a good night. Sleep well.
Oh, yeah. We're in shout-outs now. And Astra mentioned he was our barista.
Really?
Barista.
Barista.
Did he make your coffee in
the
morning?
He did make our coffee in the morning. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was very awesome.
Do our doc. Make our coffee.
Man, I miss Astra. That was good times. I really do wish you... And I don't keep saying that to make you upset you weren't there.
No, I understand.
But it was really good seeing him. And we did get you something back. Like, I almost want to say what it is.
No, don't. You can give it to me later.
But, I'll give it to you later.
Surprise.
Yeah. I'll stick it in your bag.
No, but I gotta say, like, I was really looking forward to PAX. There was a lot of game designers that I wanted to meet that have been on Core Elements. I wanted to meet the Games with Jobs guys.
Yeah.
We
stood next to them.
I know.
I said Wes would want to talk to them. And then we walk off.
And then I wanted to meet Sky and Direwolf and all these people who, have been, doing so much stuff, and and instead I sat at home and cried. Ate jelly beans.
You played Gary's mod with us.
I did play Gary's mod with you. I played Gary's mod for the first time.
And that's why he was crying.
Yeah.
That was fun. I did some of that. Did you play this the cinema, the theater?
We did some cinema.
I love that. That's so cool.
Yeah, I showed them Mr. Lover Lover.
Oh, really?
Which I still think is a great video. I think it's one of the still think it's one of the best videos we've done.
It is. It's almost as good as Counterfeit.
Almost.
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 Is there room in the world for Lever Lever Part 2?
I think there's a whole storyline there with.
Is that jumping the shark?
I think
too early?
Maybe he joins the Galel brothers for a hijinks adventure.
Oh, that'd be cool.
No, it wouldn't.
Should
that'd be the worst video ever. And then you know, they, I want eggs. What happened somewhere?
We'll invite the dubstep zombie. Yeah. And then we'll get, who else would we get?
We can make Mr. Purple Pulley. Mr. Purple Pulley.
Mr. Purple Pulley.
Yeah. We can do it. We can name all the mechanical instruments and, you know, what is it? Levers, pulleys, and wheels. Wheels.
Oh, yeah. Wilson the Wheel?
Mr. Wacky Wheel. Yeah.
Williams?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
I don't know.
This is good.
Are you amused? Are you amused, Brent? Are you laughing? Do you think I'm funny? Do I amuse you?
I think he hates us.
He does.
Mr. Tripwire Lover.
Just stop talking.
Let's go.
So,
I'm not talking anymore.
This was great.
Ding, ding.
Thanks for joining us.
This was great.
Have a great weekend. Live people. Have a great week. People listen to the show regularly.
Leave!
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network. Nothing comes between me and The Shaft.